Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Among the Realms. Late edition here at 7:30. Sorry, we started a little late. We had a little technical problems that we were able to fix. Yes, not on our end. Probably on my end, I had to get rid of a few bugs. But thank you, Blog Talk Radio, for helping us out. Vera, dear, if you want to put your microphone a little closer to you before we start spooking everybody out, let everyone hear your glorious voice here. And Jackie, once again, is just walking around doing nothing. Oh, God. Help me, guys. Whoever's here, I believe we have Charlie on the line. And who else did call in? Ruth? So we're going to have Charlie and Ruth. Hello, guys. How are you?
Hey, what's up?
All right. I got Charlie. Say something to me, Ruth. Tell me you're not dead.
I'm here, man. I'm not dead. Pulling it in.
Just a little bit on the technical difficulty there. So thanks for hanging with us. We got everything fixed. We're good to go. So how are you guys this evening?
We're great.
I'm good.
Cool.
Better than us, I bet. Because our hair
was totally out. No, I
was
ready.
What was going on?
The let's just put it to you this way: the computer was not nice to us, but we were able.
Really?
We were able to fix it.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes, it was not possessed. there was no exorcism performed. We didn't have to do any kind of like that. I was ready to throw the stupid thing out the window, and I would have paid. I would have paid to fix the window. That's how gratifying I would have been to throw this computer out the window. Forget the door. Oh, man. Anyway.
Okay, what I'm just saying is that it's great to be on the phone, but I'm still having a hard time getting in through the computer.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't hear the show on the computer. I can hear you on the phone, but I can't hear
really?
Through the computer.
Yep.
Oh, well, that's not good.
Just waiting for the host to call in.
Maybe
you know
a
what?
Listener would call in and let us know if they can hear us.
Why don't they refresh then? Oh, you did?
They reset it. Blog Talk actually reset the show.
Okay, so Blog Talk actually reset the show. And
yeah, but I can tell you from being at home that if you don't go out and come back in, you won't be up.
Yeah, you might have to close all the way out.
You have
and go
to
back
close
in.
All the way out.
Oh, you got to close all the way out? All right, so on your computer, guys, close all the way out and then come back in, but stay on the phone with us.
We can cut this.
Yeah, give up.
Yep.
We're just giving them
try one more time.
There we go.
So now we're talking about those EPs.
I hope so, yes. Let's see, is that working? We even test your mic?
No.
Nope, there we go.
We can hear you.
Okay, we're good now. So, yeah, we get to talk about EVPs tonight.
All our haunting.
All the haunting.
We could talk a video, but it wouldn't really be good.
No, not that kind of a disappointment here. So,
yeah, I'll hold my pictures up to the phone. Have a look at this. It's fantastic.
Oh, look at that. Wow.
How many fingers am I holding up here in that video? Yeah.
42.
You know which one.
Telepathy, just like last night. Oh, man. So, for any of the young viewers here who are getting new into the ghost hunting or just new to this whole experience, what is...
And you don't have to be young to be new.
That's true. No. How about a rookie? A rookie, okay.
She's saying it's still not.
I don't know. We can clarify later. What is an EVP? What's it stand for? Electronic voice, what?
Phenomena.
There we go. I'm just
phenomena.
Trying to get you ladies. I'm really trying to not talk here. I don't
you
like listening
know
to
what
it. I'm like stupid again. So,
is that the question you got wrong on the test, Paul?
Ruth, that's not nice. I got 100 on that test.
Hey, I got 106 on that test. Come
yeah,
on.
You did. That's twice. Wow.
You are live on the air now. I can confirm that.
Throw me under the bus.
FYI.
Two times in a row.
We're alive.
For anyone who's calling in and wonder what test we're talking about,
it is the ghost hunting test.
Ruth and Paul took a course and actually had a written test.
Mm-hmm.
We all did. If they had not, well, we all did, but this was the most recent, so there are newest, and they were wonderful.
And Ruth got not one question wrong, not even the extra credit.
What a show-off.
Wonderful.
What a show-off.
Remember, Ruth, I can turn you off at any time.
Oh. The important thing is to remember that I'm psychic, so I just looked at Jackie and said, think about question number six.
Exactly. Exactly. So with the show here tonight, we're going to share a few of our special moment EVPs. We're going to play a few here this evening. What else are we going to be talking
about?
Talk
about our hauntings, the real hauntings we've been in, and ghosts, and anybody else who wants to call in and share theirs, definitely.
Yeah, the number to call in here is 347-633-9648. Anyone want to share their stories, come on in.
Were
that's
there
fine.
Pictures, they can send it to the Among the Realms Facebook page.
Yes, they can. Among the Realms at Facebook or on Twitter.
Or our email, ecryptghosthunters@yahoo.com.
That'll work.
Oh, we should have like a whole page for guests to put weird
absolutely.
Things on.
We should by now.
Yeah.
We've only been doing this for about a year or more.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Jackie's slacking off.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. I admired her greatly as she never raised her voice while all of this went on.
No, I have a lot of patience for this kind.
No, it was good. It wasn't us, believe it or not. It really wasn't us.
But
so
she still
I was very
it.
Calming to the get to the male person that was getting very irritated next to
me. Well,
there's only one male here.
Hold on now. The reason why I was getting irritated is that when you live with a computer programmer for 30 years and you know what's really going on, the problem persists and you fix it the first time.
It doesn't work.
And it's not working. it gets to be that way. But
water under the bridge.
Yes. So what's your favorite haunting so far?
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
I think we have more than one.
I'd ask Ruth, but she's only been on two.
Wow, finally.
We've had some ones, I think one of the ones we had a lot of evidence at was one we just recently did, actually, which was a local business that closed down just a few weeks ago,
yeah.
Whenever that was, last month. But we've had some really good ones. I like the ones where there's personal, interaction, so I kind of like the ones where I'm whipped off of chairs and things like that just because it's, physical evidence. And then if we can capture it on video or we can get EVPs at the same time, I like that. So, we have three pieces. And so I still have to say one of my favorites is our farmhouse that we've gone to twice where we've had that. And, there's a lot, though. Because sometimes it because of the place with the history,
I like it when they say help me, and we actually do.
And that was one we just did a couple months ago,
right,
too. We had one where we helped the spirit cross over. She was just stuck.
And what was we heard some of you, I think it said something like, I need help. What was the whole thing? It was like, it was really a whole sentence.
Yeah, it was like, do we have that one, actually?
No, that would be on someone's tape.
Oh, please help me.
Please help me.
Yeah,
I'm lost, or something like that. That was it. Yeah, mm-hmm. It was pretty. Made the hair on my arm stand up.
But we have a sample of a spirit saying, "Help me," right here on the
website. We have a
whole
bunch of
them. We have a couple samples that when you listen to them, your arm hair is going to stand up. Yeah.
So Charlie, which one did you like the most?
I sort of one way back when you said in that farmhouse upstairs. He said, it's so hot in here, I can't breathe. And it said, who cares what you have to say?
Wow.
I was right after it knocked you off the chair.
Yeah, that is right after he knocked me off the chair.
How about
that
you?
That was pretty scary.
It was the best. Ruth has done a couple.
I've gone on, I guess, three ghost hunts specifically now. I really enjoyed when we were in the restaurant that had been closed, and I was able to communicate with a man I'll call the Swede. He answered lots of our questions using the K2 meter, you know, we would ask a question and he would light it up for yes or not light it up for no. And it was really cool.
My favorite was afterwards, Ruth says to me, when I think this was like her first one, when you go, do you always get this much information? I go, yeah, actually. Sometimes
we
more,
do.
You know. So
I think we do great.
Yeah, it has to do with how sensitive I think mm-hmm. you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have to say, you know, I haven't had a lot of experience doing this myself, but I have watched a tremendous amount of this on television, and eCrypt gets so much more evidence than these people that are the so-called, you know, professionals. It's unbelievable because I've heard the EVPs and gotten them myself right there at the Trinity Metaphysical Center that just blew me away. That it's amazing.
Ixnay on the in-tree.
What's that?
Never mind.
What's that, yeah?
Well, I sometimes wonder if it, when they're being photographed for a TV series, how many extra people they have hanging around and how that kind of upsets
the energy.
The dynamics and mm-hmm. the energy of the place to begin with. And I think it would be harder to perform on cue when you're surrounded by a crew.
They're probably distilling the half hour or hour from like 10 hours.
Yes.
So,
oh, yeah, for sure.
We go and it's 3 hours and we never stop.
But think about that. We can go in 2 hours and come out with like 2 hours full of you know,
and why
orbs
is that?
And video and EVPs. And, you know, I think they're, you know, for the most part, they want to communicate with us. They like the way we're definitely not ones that instigate or, you know,
antagonize.
Try to rile them up. Yeah, we don't rile them up. And, I mean.
Well, I'm going to disagree with that with her, with Vera.
Everyone's
that
so
last
wild.
Place
very
we went
rare.
To, oh, man.
No, she just existed. That lady didn't like her.
That's it. No, there was actually, Ruth, I'm gonna throw a little one here at you. Your favorite suite at that restaurant did not like Vera. On my EVP, she was talking too much.
I would have called her something different.
Oh, I know.
What did you
Hold
say?
On. Because you were talking so much, on my EVP, he came over to me and said, I will kill her.
Nice.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Yep.
He got that.
Oh, I can't wait to see that one.
I have it. Yep. Yes. And I have it all set.
Oh.
But, yeah.
Great.
You were so.
Well, you
got
to play that for us. We need to hear that.
The lady upstairs.
You were the quintessential equal opportunity. You gave equal opportunity to every spirit to hate you that night. I know. It was great, though. But
yeah.
It was because
too
of you.
Too much
we got
garlic on your pizza that night.
Wow. Could have been.
No,
and
we
you
didn't
know,
eat at Yetters that night.
Oh, that's right.
And that's the other thing, too, that we all interact in mm-hmm. a really positive way. I think that encourages, you know, there's no like, come on, you go in there. You go in there alone and,
oh, yeah.
and be quiet and you know, the kind of thing that you see a lot where they're putting people at risk by doing things alone, you know?
Well, it's like whether it was Charlie or Virgil that said it last week, but it's, most of the time we're, when we hear a lot of stuff or it's like a really creepy place, we're running into it. We're not, we don't
That's
run
what
away.
I found out about Virgil.
Yeah. He can't get there quick enough.
No, he
He's
and
awesome.
I were running up the stairs so quick. The moment we heard that noise, it's like, oh, hello. Want to come talk to us?
Yeah, we're like firemen that run into the burning building instead of running out.
This is true.
It is true.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's fun.
It
you know,
fun.
You want to, we want the evidence, so what's the purpose for being there if we can't talk to them? And we're going to run away from it. Sometimes it's a little, I mean, I know we've obviously been in places where we can feel the difference. It does feel like a more, or rooms that feel a little bit more negative or thicker to us than, you know, the lighthearted.
Well, you get pressure changes. And that's what I think that's probably the first thing that I noticed when I started going on these hunts and became more sensitive to the different rooms. And you'd walk into one room, and it would be light. It'd feel light. And you'd walk into another room, and it'd feel like the air was sucked right out of the room. It's the strangest feeling. And now I know immediately that there's something going on in a room when you walk in the door and it's like, whoa, it's like you're walking into a thickness there.
Right.
You know, something solid.
Charlie, I've been with you on two ghost hunts, but I actually haven't been with you in a room. How do you approach a ghost hunt, and what happens to you? What kind of experiences that you have when you actually experience a spirit or a ghost?
Well, you can't really judge anything by me, because basically I try to cling next to Jackie. Jackie gets everything. I'm trying to just, you know, hold my own either with the camera or with the recorder. And sometimes you hear things. Sometimes, you know, you look at each other and you just confirm that there were sounds and what have you. But, you know, I think what we really, I forgot all about the time when, Jackie, do you remember being in the basement of that farmhouse?
Oh, yeah.
You, me, and Ron?
Yeah.
And what was the conversation we were listening to when we were in the basement?
We were listening to the same conversation that we had upstairs.
Well, like about a half an hour before that?
Yeah, it was all, we
right?
heard all back to us. And Dana was there actually to, she just happened to come up behind us and she was there to confirm that.
And my recorder kept playing the same conversation over and over again. When I went back to listen to the evidence, it's
yep.
like we're in the room, it plays it.
And then this again.
And then it plays it again.
Yeah. And that's when Charlie actually looked like a completely different person.
That's
you remember?
Right. And then we thought we were hearing somebody, you guys, right outside the door, and you weren't there. There was nobody there.
Oh, we were inside the door.
You were in the basement, but I heard your conversation right outside the door.
Was that the same time I was there, or was that a different
no,
time?
No, that was the first time
okay.
we were there.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was probably the best, I think, I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I try to just keep everything easy because I tell everybody this. I feel like I have a whole army of my relatives that have passed all standing behind me. And besides my faith, I'm not sure if any ghosts or angry ghosts or evil ghosts or demons, I don't think anything will come near me just for the fact that they might be afraid of who's standing behind me. So basically, I like to just be around anybody, even, you know, Vera, Dana, anybody who's going to attract these spirits, because when they see me coming, it's almost like they see the fat old guy coming, and they just want to, you know, back off. So, I mean, I enjoy the fact that everybody gets all of the evidence and everything, and I'm happy to hear it, but when you get to my age, you don't
Charlie?
Hear as well.
Charlie,
you don't
I'm
see
looking
as well.
Charlie,
what?
I'm looking at your video, and I'm looking at your photographs, and you have got evidence.
You're going to have to show me, because I'm telling you, I don't see it.
Well,
yeah, but you
experience it. When we're there, you
didn't
look. You feel it, and you experience it.
Yeah.
Because if you remember when we were at my house, remember what happened there? When I forgot what his name was, whatever.
What do you mean,
in
the bedroom?
Yeah, when he was communicating with you. And Charlie was hearing it all. Like, he just happened to resonate with Charlie.
Well, I'm
you know?
A little shocked at that. You know, then you start to wonder if you're really hearing it, though.
Yeah, and we
you
got
know what
some
I'm saying?
Good EVPs on that, too.
You remind
me
of Dave. You're quiet. You're cooperative. You're there to help the group. You're a real pleasure to work with.
Well, I appreciate that. I thought it was really just a PIA, you know. So
I just
resident PIA. But hopefully,
Ruth, you and I are basically new at this. What kind of experiences do you get? Like first time experiences, or you know. Are they always cold, or is it someone warm? Or
I get a variety of experiences. Sometimes I'll smell something. Usually, if there's spirit nearby, I get sort of a cool sensation, either on my shoulder or my hip, either side. Usually, if it's a man, it'll be on my right side. If it's a woman, on my left. sometimes I get like that tingling on my head if it's really strong. It varies. Sometimes, you know, if I'm using a camera, the video camera, I could see, you know, you'll see an orb fly by, which is pretty spectacular. Things that you can't see with your naked eye that the infrared causes to show up. But, yeah.
Very cool. So, we're actually...
What do you get?
Well, I get...
What do you...
Well, when I was... The first ghost hunt that I went on, I was behind the camera. And like you, I was getting a lot of orbs. But for me, the orbs were actually hovering right in front of me as I was taking the video. So that was kind of cool.
Did that show up like that?
I believe so. It's somewhere. You know, I know we have it somewhere. So the second time was actually in the restaurant that we were all just talking about. And for me, that was my first real experience with like the cold sensation. It's like I now know the difference between a body temperature cold and a spirit cold. They were just soaking up my energy basically the entire night. And you know, while Jackie had my nice warm winter Columbia jacket, I was in a colder room, but I really wasn't feeling cold in the room, but it was because of the spirits around me, and they were like swirling like in a whirlpool just around me, soaking up the energy. And
it was like a freaking column of ice in front of you.
Yeah.
I stuck my hand into it. It was like, it was okay outside of it. I put my hand into it, and it was like a column of ice standing right in front of you.
Yeah, and
oh,
that was...
Goodness.
That was a weird experience.
Weird, totally
what
weird.
What floor was that? Where were you?
That was on the second floor.
Second or third
floor.
Was
that in the restaurant or upstairs?
No, we were upstairs.
It was noisy. Okay. A lot of street noise you could hear from the cars.
Yep.
But boy, was that weird.
Yep. And the other thing I've been able to articulate, just with my family, I know certain smells that'll remind me of my family. Like, for example, my grandfather has come by me when I get a big whiff of Old Spice. He was the only man in my family that ever wore Old Spice, so I knew it was him. And believe it or not, I've actually had my pit bull visit me a couple of times. While I'm in the living room, I'm just laying down like I normally do. And when she was alive, when she wanted to go out, she used to put her snout basically right in my face, and it's like, get up, let me out, or I'm going to bite you. It was kind of like the same feeling. I'm laying on the couch, and I get that big whiff of a pit bull. Because pit bull scent, you're just not going to miss it. And it's like, oh, hello there. So, yeah, the last couple of months, I have to say, I've been really learning how to articulate everything.
Or recognize things.
Or recognize, exactly. So, yeah, it's been fun so far. So, we do have a few EVPs to play. So this
Dana,
is for
just
all
a
you.
Few. Dana compiled some really good ones. Some of the best ones. So you guys on the phone there, let us know how they sound.
Yes, please. Yes, we got the microphone all set.
We've got the speaker and everything.
This is at Trinity Metaphysical Center when we're in the portal room, and one of our investigators was asking about an ancestor that she had. Oh, wait, sorry. Turned off my sound. That would help, wouldn't it? One second. Okay. Had an ancestor that she had. Okay.
The being a witch.
Wait, let me play it again. Oh, wait, sorry. Turned off my sound. That would help, wouldn't it? One second. Okay.
Oh.
Had an ancestor that she had.
The being a witch.
Let me turn off the realms. That's what's going on.
Ah, there we go.
Okay, now here we go.
Now what's going on up there?
Could you guys hear that?
Wow.
Easy.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, awesome.
What did it? What did it say?
I'm a real one.
Real one.
Ah.
Are you a real witch, or just someone they accused of being a witch? Real one.
Oh, that was much better. That was much better. Wow.
Now this is at a historical residence that it's in up by Three Mile Island. And three of the members
had were working together, and they looked into a mirror and they saw their faces change into these really scary ape-like faces. I saw the photo of this one. And then they disappeared, and one of the members asked them, where did they go? He edited this really short, so I wish it was a bit longer, but this is what. But this is incredibly clear and kind of freaky here. And it's because he says, where did they go? Come see, I show you. There was a malevolent spirit at this point.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
well, that was in a very,
very negative.
Can you play it one more time? See, it's every time you play it, I try to make sure I hear it perfectly, so that way.
Well, and these sound files have been edited in.
Threat has been detected.
There is no threat. That was a ghost.
These sound files have been edited, so they've been amplified a little bit, and some of the noise has been taken off. So I've got the original.
It was a threat.
Yeah. So, but that's why these are very clear.
That ghost.
Dana has become an audacity expert.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know about that.
Look how cool that is.
Oh, this one is. I really like this one.
Play them all.
This is where. Okay, this was at a. I think this is at a bar after a bar after an investigation. The three of the members went to and just kept the tape recorder running. And this is in a bar that's open, and there's other people there. Now, I'll play it again. She says, "Did you upset the table, or did you set the table?"
We were sitting at the table, which because this apartment was over a bar, and we were sitting in the dining room, and the dining room is literally directly over the bar,
the
loud part of the bar, and so there was background noise of the music in the bar, but I had said to them, did you just kick the table?
Oh, okay.
Because the whole table moved.
And then you've got to listen very carefully because it's this right after
she said
that.
Yeah, there was a woman there.
Well, then
us.
Somebody, I think Diane says no. Mm-hmm. And then you hear, that was me. Like that.
Yeah, there was a woman there.
So let me play this once again.
That was good.
I got the help me part.
Yeah, so Jackie asked the question about the table. Diane says no. And then you hear, help me one more time.
Or yes.
You get that, help me.
Yep.
That was a creepy help me.
That, yeah, really.
It's so long since I heard that one.
This is, Jackie did this one at Trinity Metaphysical Center. She felt a presence and decided to turn on her tape recorder.
Are you here with me?
Try that again.
No, it's not done.
Oh.
There's a voice. I'll do it again. You got to get, wait.
Let's all be quiet.
Okay. You hear a whispery voice after that.
Are you here with me?
I don't know what it's saying.
Cool.
It's but like another language or something.
Voice back there.
Yep.
At the end, but that thing is there, mm-hmm. too.
And that one was very
That
good.
Wasn't you.
That sounds clear, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I do. I've cleaned up the audio. So I have to give that caveat here to these audios.
Yep.
But otherwise, you wouldn't be able to. I mean, they're subtle things to hear.
Just so a little background on that one, I actually was, talking back and forth with Archangel Michael, and I asked him, are you here with me? And
just the beginning
what was on
of
the recorder.
Yeah, this is just the beginning. You got a lot more, but I just wanted to put this first little piece up. Here's another one. Jackie and then Vera are asking about any dead bodies buried.
Hey, it happens.
I know. So, it's really a loud female voice, and there's a lot of I can't quite.
I don't
something
know
here is it sounds like here. She's saying here.
Here.
Like
try it again.
Okay. There's a lot of crackling, moving around going. It's hard to...
You are killed, maybe your body is the one for the burning of the baby.
Wow.
And I remember that. There was nobody talking.
Where
like
was
that? That was in the basement.
Franklin, New Jersey.
Franklin.
Oh. Oh.
Oh. That rung a bell.
Now I know.
Remember when?
Yes.
Okay, never mind.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Here's the one about, do you like chicken or I don't like chicken?
That was Mercedes' apartment.
Was that the... Or was
that was with Charlie. Charlie,
in a restaurant.
Do you remember
that,
Charlie?
It was in the apartment. Wasn't it in a restaurant? It was in a...
No. Charlie, do you remember that one?
I don't think Charlie's here. I think he... I think
okay,
the call got dropped.
Oh, okay. Well, then...
I want chicken, too.
It's...
Oh, I've heard it better.
Yeah, yeah. Have you?
Yeah. How come?
Is Ruth still there?
Don't.
Ruth, are you still here?
I'm still here. I'm still here.
What's Ruth?
I'll look for the better copy of this one.
Her number would be there if we lost both of them.
Okay.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Here's another one where you says we found you. This is in the...
This is you saying it.
Jackie, yeah. The malevolent place in by up by Three Mile Island.
Oh.
I remember that.
Yeah.
A private historical home in Bainbridge, Pennsylvania. That's what I...
Mm-hmm.
With a lot of...
One of, let's see... Like, can I see you? Let's see. We don't want to do the other one, in Mercedes' apartment, the X-rated one, do we?
Why not?
Oh. Well, people, here come the curse words.
All right. This is where it gets good.
It's in the bathroom of a private apartment, and one of our marks asks, are you a different spirit? And then see if you can understand what it's saying.
Because we're not...
Are you a different spirit than was in Mercedes' bedroom?
Something...
What's it say?
I understand it.
Yeah.
Try it again.
Okay.
Are you a different spirit than was in Mercedes' bedroom?
I hear something, but it's muffled on my end.
Yeah.
Well, we could tell you. Is that what you needed?
Yeah.
Do you want me to say what it says?
Sure, go ahead.
Did you click Ruth in?
Ruth is in.
Are you in,
I'm
Ruth?
I'm here.
I think she got dropped.
Liar.
They're back in.
You have to click
I
on
can
her.
Hear myself on the radio. You guys can't hear me.
And then there's...
Do you want me to say what it is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's really kind of gross. Okay. They're in a bathroom, you have to realize.
Okay.
It says, are you the same spirit from the bedroom? And the spirit says, slut's taking a shit.
Wow.
And, of course, you want to hear it again after hearing that.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I'm sure you want to hear it now, that you know what it says.
Are you a different spirit than was in Mercedes' bedroom?
Yep, there it is.
I mean, we've listened to this hundreds of times, and and all of these things we listen to lots and lots of times to try to, you know, to hear and to hear exactly what they're saying. This is the one. Okay.
Hi, Ruth.
Hi.
This is
you cut
this
me
is
off.
Edited together because there were a lot of these, and this was up at a historical home in Cragsmore, New York.
Is that me?
Yeah. There's a lot of... Let me stop it again. There's a lot... They keep saying hey or yeah throughout this thing. And you ask a question and then...
You don't have the response. You don't have
I
do?
All
right.
Very soft. Hey.
Are you aware of who owns this house now?
Oh, there it is. I think I heard it twice.
Yeah, it was twice.
There's more. Yeah. I left it.
Just heard a yeah. What question did you ask?
Oh, I asked if there was anybody in there because they have no meter on it, so I know they're there.
And they something said yeah.
Well, it didn't make my meter light up. So. Are there any spirit entities or human entities in here about the chat now?
That's one.
There was a no in it. Yay. Now, those are very subtle, but they're there.
They like to talk in the background, though, sometimes when we're having conversations.
The one where they said yes was not an EVP. It was a disembodied voice, which I don't know if people need to know the difference.
Yeah, you can tell them the difference.
Yes, absolutely.
Voice you hear in real time, and I heard it in my ear, and our other investigator was like three rooms away asking questions, so I thought maybe the yeah had to do with her question. And they were just talking to the person that could actually hear them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I asked her, did you ask a question? Because they said, yeah. You know, so, well, they didn't light it up.
Sometimes they don't. It doesn't come up on the equipment. And sometimes it does show up on a voice recorder. So
those are just a couple of some examples here. I still have a lot more to put up. But they, it's sometimes you get incredibly clear recordings, which just I find is like the icing on the cake here when we go on these investigations, because to me that is irrefutable proof that we are in fact communicating with somebody out there, and they're like, you know, they're in another realm or they're around us or somehow, but they want to talk or they're willing to talk.
And we get a lot of EVPs, which is good, because that's the one thing we can get aside from. Because so many people, like, write off orbs and things like that. But the EVP, you can't make them up. Like, you can tell they're not, you know, when we're all talking and we can't double talk.
Right.
And there's something in the background or something, you can't make that up. I mean, I guess there's people that try, but.
Well, the one that I heard for the first time this afternoon was in Franklin. That one in the basement with that
strange, you know, high-pitched voice.
That like, because I was there and I know nobody was talking like that. And that was like.
Especially that loud.
And it was because we were talking, you know, we don't talk, we don't whisper, but we don't shout. We're like, we talk in a normal street voice, but a little bit lower.
But
like
quieter.
You know, quiet. That like, the hair on my arm stood up.
You've got to do something about that hair on your arm.
My hair, I'm going to shave it because it's very annoying.
So you can stay attuned with all of our EVPs by going to the ecryptghosthunters.com, and there's an evidence link at the top, and then at the top of that there's an EVP link. I've just started putting all the EVPs on a single page to make them easy to get to, and I'll try to also put them along with the individual investigations.
And you have all the other, I mean, you have the video, you have videos and things.
I'm working.
It's hard for us to show them.
Yeah, I'm working on them. I'm catching up with everything, and Vera's going to help me with some of these, and you know, the photos and stuff, because it's,
it's a lot of work.
It's a full-time job.
Especially when we do so many investigations, you're talking hours and hours,
hours
and hours and hours and hours of,
so
you know, footage.
I'm so happy when people learn how to use to edit their own stuff and then just send it to me, you know. And then I can help clean it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. But as long as it's separated out from the hours of stuff, boy, that makes a big difference.
And there's a lot of editing programs on the internet that are either free downloads or fairly inexpensive that are, there's not a big learning curve. And that's what I did. I downloaded, I think I paid $35 for this Wondershare. And so I cut up all my own videos and give Dana like a DVD. And so she doesn't have to listen to 15 hours over again. Yes. I get to do that.
Yes. Well, as it should be.
Well, how many ghost hunting trips do you guys go on a year?
Well, we usually average at least two a month if we figured it out. But like winter months are tough with the weather and getting people.
We did 13
know,
last year.
Yeah.
But 14. We had 13 or 40, but we had 4 months solid in the winter where we didn't do
anything. So that was all like 10 months.
And then we had, and then December we didn't do anything.
No, so, 8 months that was in, right?
Yeah. So, and then we didn't, because we were doing the fairs and festivals also.
So it was, well, maybe then we had a couple months of that. So what did we say? What,
we
that
had
about
two a month, like for 7 months or something like that. Yeah. But that's a lot of evidence. And that's a lot of, this doesn't sound like a lot in the scheme of things,
but it's quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's quite a bit to handle.
Hard work.
And in between there, I mean, we did our public hunt and a couple of things. And we did the Para Unity Expo where our group was there. We did the festival and our group was there. So there's like other things we're doing as a group where it's on those weekends and in between too. So, I mean, if you can do a couple investigations a month, that's a lot.
It's a lot.
Definitely
yeah.
a lot. You know, but there were a few times where we had like two a week. Remember we did a couple where we did Friday and Saturday because that was the only time those homeowners could do it.
Mm.
It just depends. Sometimes we have no notice. Last week we got an investigation on Thursday night for Saturday.
Mm.
So you sometimes, you know, some of the group can make it, sometimes they can't, and, you know, that's the way it happens.
And some, you know, it's hard to say no to somebody that's in distress.
Yes, and that's what that lady was, which is why it was so short.
You try to be a help to people. That's what this whole thing's about, you know. It isn't about, it's about gathering evidence in the scheme that you want, in the sense that you want to communicate. But you're also trying to help the person that's being bothered, or at least explain things to them.
Because some people are sensitive, but they're not ready to embrace this kind of thing, and they just want to be left alone, you know, and they get scared. And almost always it's not a malevolent kind of thing, but it's...
Well, almost.
As I said, almost, you know. But...
And, you know, next week, or last week, I think we talked about keeping negative...
Oh, yeah.
Entities away. Yep. I think it's important to say that we all have things that we do or wear or say that makes us feel fairly insulated from that kind of stuff. So, and that's an important part of our investigations, at least for me. You know, it makes me feel very good.
Mm. And sometimes we don't have, you know, notice. Like, most of the time we know what we're up against, but the one we did do up by 3 Mile Island, we had no idea there was negative, you know,
not like that
there,
not at all,
not like that anyway. So that was that. We actually didn't go in expecting that kind of thing, and there were so many different things going on there anyway. But for the most part, when people do get in touch with us, they tell us if they're having a problem with something that's negative or they feel like it is. Sometimes they're scared, and it's not negative, though. We've had those, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like the one we helped.
Mm-hmm.
She was scared to death, and it was just somebody who was stuck there that lived there before. Isn't anything negative.
What's the difference between a digital recorder and a Ouija board?
Well, a Ouija board is like a portal for them to come in. A digital recorder...
And you can't control it.
A digital recorder is just picking up their voices. It's just sensitive enough that it can pick up, you know, some of their voices.
Okay, so you're still...
So you're not using it as a
portal device.
Yeah.
But you're not inviting trouble?
No,
the recorder?
We're just recording.
Yeah.
Nope. It's not a ghost box.
Okay.
You know, it doesn't open up the space. It just records what's there.
Yeah. Good way to word it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was perfect.
Thank you. That's what I was waiting for.
That was perfect.
But then I always say, what's the difference between a ghost box and ghost radar.
Well, the ghost box is the white noise and that type of thing is what is supposed to be drawing them in because they can communicate through that. Whereas the ghost radar is just detecting the EMFs
around it.
Yeah.
But there's
it's not emitting a sound that's going to call them in.
And I understand what you're saying, but there's another one that
a different app.
SB -1. It's one of those ones that has 2,000 words in a vocabulary.
Oh, I know.
And they pop up,
yeah.
And then I say, what's the difference between that and ghost radar? So I don't think it uses a background noise. Something just walked past.
Yeah, it's the white noise type of thing. Because some people like better if there's like a light fan not blowing. Like if you have I always have a fan running.
Me too.
Which is probably most likely. I mean, my room is packed, but there's always something going on in there for white noise or to draw it in. You know, that kind of thing. So yes. It's very active in here today.
Okay.
So do you ladies recommend, and Ruth, this is also for you, do you recommend anyone, call them the adventurist, getting a digital recorder just to see if there's something in their house?
Oh, or yeah. If they don't think they're going to be afraid of it.
All right. What about the cemetery? You know, trying to get spooks, you know, spirits?
Well, there are people that walk around and they use them there, but...
I think it's important to realize that ghosts don't necessarily hang out where their bodies were.
Right.
If you go to the graveyard, you're really asking the spirit to visit with you more than visiting them.
Yeah. That's absolutely right.
Thank you, Ruth.
That's why
you
got
106. That's why you got 106. And the gold star.
Ruth, I'm just going to turn them off now.
Thank you very much.
I'm just going to turn them off.
We'll make it the Ruth show.
That's right.
But absolutely, if you have a little voice recorder or that a lot of iPhones have that app on them or a lot of cameras have the ability to record voices, sure, try it out. Why not? Just listen back with headphones so you can hear the little whispers because they're not going to be overt. They're not going to, like, talk out loud to you. And give it a shot. Why not?
Do you recommend anyone doing this by themselves or should they always be around someone?
That's up to the individual.
Never by themselves. You sent me out of my own house after, you know, I'm different. Right. So the lesson here, boys and girls, is don't do this by yourself unless you're me.
Unless you live alone. I mean, I take pictures all the time at home.
Yeah, but you're
I
a troublemaker.
Do it too,
I'm not a troublemaker.
Yeah, I say.
You're looking for every kind of evidence there is.
I am.
And where you live, you probably will find quite a bit.
Well, the reason I got here the first place is because I got visited, you know.
Okay.
You know, and unfortunately, I didn't. You know, it upset me quite a bit. I was a little bit freaked out. But
you're not alone. You're never alone. You always have your guides and your guardian angels, and you can ask the angels to come in and sit with you.
Well,
so
I didn't
do
speak
that
angels.
First. Ask for the angels to help you out.
Well, I didn't speak to angels then either, so it's like now I'm speaking to angels. Who would have thought, you know? It's like
mm-hmm.
Who would have thought they would have talked back?
That's true.
But just because you don't know they're there doesn't mean they're not.
Well,
now that we've clued you in, all you people out there in radio land.
You and I have a personal experience with angels also here.
Yeah, sure.
You know, we do.
We're believers in angels, but... Anybody out there who doesn't believe or doesn't have a clue, just ask. Say, hey, angels, are you out there? Maybe you'll get an answer.
Yeah, or anybody for that fact. So, you know, is anybody out there is usually the top question to ask. You know?
Yep.
Is anybody out there?
I didn't believe in angels for a very long time.
Is anybody out there?
Charlie, yeah. Are you out there?
Nope, Charlie is not with us currently. Nope, he left for a little while. He'll be back. Hopefully.
Okay.
So. Yep. So if you ever want like a camping out in your house or something else like that, bring an EVP. If you think the place is a little spooky, why not? Live a little. Why not?
Well, let's do an overnight camping at Stokes.
Yeah, we said we were going to do
that. Would be phenomenal.
We've been talking about that.
You know, you can get one of those cabins for the weekend.
Oh, we were going to rough it outside, but we can do a cabin.
Let's do a cabin.
Cabins are better.
Stop.
I don't want to sleep in those cabins. I heard they're haunted. Wink, wink.
Oh, do you got more EVPs?
I was just going to say, Dana, do we have any more EVPs?
Well, I pretty much played what I have so far on the website. I mean, she does
I'm
have
curious.
The
curious.
Oh, in
with,
darkness.
With
yeah, the darkness one.
I do. I have one more.
Okay.
This was at here at Trinity Metaphysical Center while Jackie was teaching the ghost investigation course and Vera was being the resident equipment expert.
And Ruth and I were
and
just
Ruth was playing with her voice recorder just for giggles, and right. This is what she got.
Okay, hopefully I got the good version here. Let's see. This is, the voice is slowed down, so it's really Vera. I slowed it down. So
I love that one.
So you
though.
Could hear it behind her, and the voice shows up behind her voice. So I'll have to put it a couple of times. Before the end of where she finishes, you hear behind her a voice going, in darkness. Now listen again.
Can you stop that from lighting up, please?
Dark.
Yeah.
That's pretty clear. Yeah. That's pretty clear.
Just so you guys know, you're breaking up. As soon as you started to play that, the sound started going, breaking up.
Oh, wow. Yeah, do that again.
Okay. Us out here didn't really hear it.
Can you stop that from lighting up, please?
Did it break up there?
Yeah.
Wow.
Again?
One more time.
Okay. See if that breaks up.
Yeah. Ruth, you're now a confirmation here. So
okay. I'm going to play the James.
Oh, that's good.
There's a male here. Can you tell us your name? Is one of them in this corner? James.
We remember when I was here, I heard that. There was nobody that said that. It sounds like somebody saying it in the room. And I picked that up and recorded it.
So we asked Ruth.
Did that break
I
up?
I couldn't hear it. You're still breaking up.
Are we breaking up as we speak?
Yes.
Oh. Really?
Something is not liking.
Something on us to do this. Talk to us.
Well, to folks that don't know, we were just around the table here because there is definitely something around us. So, that's probably why you're hearing the crackling, and Dana, I think she found something
here.
We
need an investigation. That's huge.
We are due for an investigation here soon. So, if there is any crackling going on, ladies and gentlemen, or if you can't hear us for whatever reason,
it's not us.
It is not us. All right. I spent over an hour fixing everything. Everything was working. You are listening live from the archives later on. Something I want us doing this right now. That's exactly
what we're doing. EVP.
That's right.
Just so you know, I felt the breeze.
Okay. I did. I was ignoring it, though.
Oh,
we are currently being visited.
As usual.
As usual.
Well, so. Put them on the phone.
Ruth wants them.
Ruth's got enough.
I want to take a picture.
Share the spirits.
Share the spirits. That's
right.
Line.
Dana just took a picture, and there's an orb in it the size of the moon.
Wow.
I got it again. Captured it again.
So.
Oh, back there.
I believe it might be to my right because I suddenly got a little cold. So it's like right here on my chicken wing right side.
Chicken.
So, yeah. Anything else on these?
Did you get all those? I didn't even know you had James on there.
Yep.
Dana.
Well, I've got a dozen on the site right now.
There we go. What else is there? What else is there a benefit for EVPs? I mean, how do we convince the skeptics? Yeah.
Even they don't sometimes. So when even listening to those awesome EVPs, they think like you stage it or you doctored it or.
I think you'd have to record with them there.
Yes.
Then you have to take them somewhere and have them see chain of evidence, if you pardon my legal background,
right,
where nothing happened in between. And that would be the only way.
See, I kind of take that lawyer approach. When we were at the restaurant, I actually put my recorder in a completely different room while we were all in that one room. And I actually got Corinne. She actually said her name, Corinne, on my recorder. And when we all reconvened and we were all like, all right, which direction are we going? I suddenly had the urge to say straight. Corinne said straight literally 2 seconds after me. So
is that the Corinne that doesn't like me?
That is the Corinne that doesn't like you. But that is also the Corinne. That is also the Corinne that actually validated her name was Corinne on my EVP, because we were all thinking of the name like that because we had it on the ghost radar. But she actually said her name on my EVP, which I do
have.
Yeah.
That's kind of spooky.
Yeah. And then we were going over occupations at that point over at Fratelli's, and I just happened to get a better, a better idea of what some of the workers were doing over there, and I got the word okay. Like, it was like literally she was standing next to me and just said okay into my voice recorder. So, you know, we can't hear it just with our ears. Sometimes we can, depending on.
But she was communicating with Virgil and I through the K2.
Yes.
So.
And she was getting me through my EVPs, which was very, very cool.
Lots of ways to communicate.
Yes. And that's the one thing people have to realize. Ghosts or spirits are going to communicate. Take a picture. Right side, please. Right now. They can communicate with us in many, many ways. And some people just, they don't even know it. So it's a good thing we get the EVPs to actually kind of prove that.
Yeah, if more people became more aware of how they felt or just their senses in general, they would. They'd recognize their loved ones around. I think what it is they don't want it to not be their loved ones around. You know, that it's something else that they're afraid of. They don't want spirits in their home. You know, they're not.
Or they're creeped out by the fact that they're in the bathroom and they're not alone.
Yes.
You know, that used to creep me out. I'm like, well, who's watching me do what? You know? But you get over that because they don't care.
The first time Dave came here, he came out of the bathroom and goes, you know, there's voices in there. And we're like, oh, yeah.
I was in that bathroom. That freaking
George
bathroom.
George is always in there.
And somebody was moving the toilet paper. It's like, thank you very much.
I can do that.
I'm very glad I have not had that experience.
You will.
Probably will at some point.
Stick around.
Yeah, stick around. So.
I have my recorder on tonight, just in case.
Oh, so do I.
So good girl. So that we have hours of stuff to listen to again.
I'm a good girl.
Yeah, but most ghost hunters carry all their stuff around with them.
I go on airplanes. I take my ghost radar on a flight. I cannot tell you how many ghosts are following people.
I bet.
On a flight.
But K2, too. Like, I bring that everywhere.
Oh, my God. It was so bizarre. And then I'm looking at my thing. The person I'm sitting next to says, what is that?
I was like, oh, it tells us when there's ghosts here.
You see that? They're following that person as it walks down the aisle.
Did they believe in ghost hunting?
They weren't sure. They weren't sure. They were hoping it wasn't a future projection.
Good conversation.
Yeah.
The number to call in is 347-633-9648. If you guys have your own stories to share, please give us a call.
Do you have any spirits at your house, Ruth?
Sure.
you know, the same ones that are always there. It's friends and family time. You know, it got rid of the unwanted energy that was there. And now there's always somebody around. You know, like I'm always saying, you're never alone. So, yeah, the short answer.
Yes, I do.
Yes. And that doesn't bother me at all.
Why not?
Because it's like I said, it's friends and family, you know. I have a feeling who it is, and it's sometimes they're helpful. You know, it's like, what did I do with my keys? My keys, I always put my keys in the same place. Why aren't they here now? You know, you say, hey, somebody help me out here. What did I do with my keys? Just, you know, show me a picture. And it'll come to mind. And anybody can do that. You don't have to have any special powers or anything. It's, you know, they're out there. Just ask, like I'm always saying, just ask for help if you need it.
Very cool. Charlie, welcome back.
What's up, bud?
Charlie. Any ghosts in your house?
None.
Really?
His
My
dog.
House is clean.
Yeah, but your dog saw some, remember?
Yeah, but that was like, you know, 12, 13 years ago. Ever since then, nothing. I got a dollhouse, I'm telling you, really dull. Backyard might be a little active, but the house itself is pretty good.
Yeah, I used to think I had a dull house, too. So
until.
I found out I had a frat party going on in my house now. Sheesh.
Yeah, but when you become aware of it, too, it seems to be stronger just because you're more noticeable. Mm-hmm. You know, they're more noticeable to you.
Charlie, you know, the 2 weeks David was away,
mm-hmm.
I kept seeing things crossing thresholds and zipping behind sofas, and I came in to talk to Jackie about it. And it is, you know, I have the spirit of a lady that lived in my house, and that's who I thought it was. So,
what was her name? And
Mary.
Mary what?
I don't want to say the last name.
Ah.
Yeah. Hang on a second. Yeah. I'm back. I let everybody know the dog's ate.
But and there was a dog. I mean, it was like, when you're alone, like Dane is alone, and then I was alone for those 2 weeks, and you don't have the conversation going, the banter between two people or three people, you're very apt to...
Listening.
Listening. You become a good, better listener.
Is that what you call it, banter?
Banter, yes. That's what Dave and I do, banter.
Oh, you and Dave, okay.
Yeah.
That's what I would call it.
More like hurling insults.
No. Not Dave and I.
Well, you know, 35 years. What are you going to say? You know, you escalate the banter.
Here's a question for you: Do you ever go away and are just alone in the house?
I'm always alone in the house.
Oh, even when the people are away. Okay, never mind.
No. Well, like right now, I'm in the dining room. And I was fighting, I guess, Facebook, and I was fighting the phone company, and I finally got back on. And here I am, and everybody else is in the family room watching some sitcom. And I'm sitting here saying to myself, yeah, here we go. This is the way to do it. If I couldn't come down, at least I can talk to you guys, you know?
There you go.
Well, let me ask everyone a question here. You're on vacation. You're in a hotel. Something happens? Anybody?
Something happens in what?
When you're in a hotel room. Or
like
you're
a haunted
in a
hotel room?
Or down the hall.
You mean you pay for it or what? Oh, you mean like ghost things. Oh.
Yeah, I'm talking like The Shining here, baby. Come on.
Okay, I'll shut up. Hang on.
Come on.
I'll shut up.
Oh, my God, that was good.
You know, anybody witness The Shining here or what? Come on. Any experiences there?
Not me.
No,
I haven't stayed in a hotel
never.
Since I started doing
the only
time.
Hotel that I've had experience like that was when we went to the Shanley Hotel and we had all those experiences.
There was not a stitch of that hotel that didn't have something in it.
Well, Sandy, who was a member of our
class. In our class, she had some experiences in the hotel, you know, with different things, trying to keep her awake, and and she said she knew it was negative, and it was really she was having nightmares, and she couldn't breathe, and she came to the realization that if she didn't give it any power, it would go away, and she said, in her mind, I know what you want me to do. You want me to be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as she said that, I'm not going to be afraid, it went away.
Exactly.
And she went right to sleep.
Fear feeds it.
Right.
So, the minute you don't give it any energy, because the minute somebody's afraid, like we always talk about that, even in our group for things, the minute you're afraid, they own you.
Yeah, except that when we go on investigations, none of us are afraid.
Well, none of us now, but we've, you know, when we started training people and we'd bring them out to see, I mean, we've had people leave the group scared out of their mind. They'd go on one, you know, the test investigation,
yeah.
And they didn't want anything to do with it. It was just too scary for
them.
Just
opened up an area they weren't willing to go into. Yeah.
So, you know, the minute, and we have had investigators in our group that, you know, it literally, if anything was going on where it started to overwhelm them, they'd get all frazzled, and it's not good. It completely changes the, you know,
dynamic.
The type of spirits that come in. And
well, not this group now, boy.
Oh, no.
It's like,
no.
You're like,
Kamikaze,
you're right.
Ghost hunters.
It is. It is. Exactly.
Well, it's a group.
Yeah, but that's what's neat. No matter what comes up with us for an investigation, there isn't any one of us that's afraid to go. We might get information telling us, okay, you know, we're not supposed to go on that, or it's not one we're, you know, we have enough, we're educated enough for, but we've never, you know, not gone and helped somebody because we were, you know,
we've only had
afraid to.
We've only had one that somehow we were told not to go on it, I think, in the time that
Well, there was one, yeah, told not, and one that the circumstances just didn't work.
For obvious reasons, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, and outside of our control, it was like sending a message that this was not meant to be, right?
Oh, yeah. We always go with that.
Yeah. Well, we didn't go on that ghost hunt. Because that might not have been a good thing for us to do. You're right, because we're not exorcists. That's outside of our league.
Mm-hmm. We're demonologists.
We're not demonologists, that's right.
I think we ought to try one, though. You know?
Yeah, because Charlie's actually spoken. You've spoken to Dave Giuliano about that and how to,
yep.
You know.
Well, not,
you know,
well, not how. Not how not
no,
like
but
I
he
wanna, su-
he had
go
suggestions go. For us on a couple of the ones we went on.
Yeah, like
we
get help.
Yeah.
What were the suggestions?
Well, he said that first off, if you've never done it before and you don't have any type of experience, don't do it by yourself. Call him, and there's a couple of other guys that I've spoken to that are actually reverends in churches that have done exorcism.
What you're saying is be an apprentice to somebody first, if you're going to do something like that?
I guess if being an apprentice allows you to run screaming out of the house, you know,
no.
On the top of your...
Yeah, but...
You know,
but how do you know? Because the demon is totally
different than just
a
ghost.
Yeah, but what if you get into it? I mean, you don't know what's going to happen when you go to a place and all of a sudden you're confronted with something like that.
Well, let me tell you something. Dave Giuliani was given a class on it, and he sat there and he said, he's given many classes on it, and he sat there and he said, the first thing he asks at the beginning of each class is, how many of you really want to take this class so that you can go out and confront demons or, you know, try to perform exorcisms? And he says, when the hands go up in the class, let's say he's got 20 people in a class, and let's say 15 people raise their hands and the other five are afraid to do that. He looks at the 15 people and he goes, okay, so those 15 people are nuts and you shouldn't be here.
Yeah.
He goes, if you really think about it, that you want to do that, he says, he goes, you don't need to be here, you need to be in a psych ward. And that's what he said to him. He says, then he goes, because what I'm telling you is how to basically protect yourself, how to be there, how if you're in a situation where it happens, how to protect yourself and get out and not have anything follow you. He says he goes through the whole thing. He says, but when people tell him, oh, yeah, I want to do that, he says, you're not of your right mind. He says, if he didn't have a talent, then just fall into it and really fight it to stay away from these demons and be able to protect himself. He says, because he wouldn't be doing it now. He says, it just so happens that's where it led him. And he likes to help people with it. He says, but it's not something you really want to deal with on a daily basis. He says, this is really serious stuff. And you know what? A lot of people take it lightly. They sit there and they see the things on TV. They've seen the movie The Exorcist. They go, oh, wow, that's scary. I want to do that. Or they watch some of these ghost shows that are on TV. And these guys go running down the hall because they see something scared. That's not what happens. If something can actually get into you and get a hold of your soul, you're in big trouble. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Amen.
I mean,
people laugh
about it like it's a Ouija board. And it's not, you know, Ouija board is just opening the door for everything else to come in. Not good.
Did he mention if, like, there's strength in numbers? Like, if I know he said, you know, you should be with other people and shouldn't do it alone, but is he of the opinion that, like, a group of, like, six of us would be better?
He had mixed feelings on the idea of, you know, strength in numbers. He said that there was strength in numbers because everybody's like-minded and you're all going to depend on each other for strength. And then he also made a comment where it's almost like the demon will act like a lion out there on the savannah, and he'll circle the herd, and then he'll pick off the weakest ones. And no matter how strong your group is, he knows which is the weakest one, and he'll go after him. And it might not be the night when you're doing your investigation. It might be a month, 2 months, 6 months from now. And guess what? All of a sudden that person is having some problems and they're wondering where it's coming from. He says, you know, you can never underestimate a demon or an evil force like that. And he says, then he goes, you know, there's been many times where he's woken up at night and thought, is this it? Is this what's going to happen now? Is this going to, am I the one now that it's just going to come after? And you know what? He says he never has a fully restful night when he sits down and he thinks about what's going on in his life. Never, can you imagine that? Never a restful night because you always know something could be happening to you and you don't even, but that's scary.
Is he a religious guy?
Very.
Okay.
Yeah. Very religious. He just sits there and he says, you know what? It's something that people really shouldn't be looking to do. He says, if it happens, it happens. He says, but for you to sit there and say, oh, yeah, this is what I want to do. He says, and he goes, you can't be in your right mind if you really want to go after that. And you know what? I've had people that have asked me in church. They've said to me, do you believe in the devil? And I look at them and, tell you the truth, since I've never had anything bother me, I sit there and I say no. And some of them, their faces go white. You could see that their whole demeanor change. And I go, why, have you seen the devil? And I mean, they say yes. And they come back and they've got the most unbelievably scary look in their eye, like they had seen it. And I can't tell them that they didn't. But when they come back and they say they've only seen it once and they never want to see it again, you got to believe somebody when they tell you that. It's not good. So, I mean, you know, no matter what they put out there on TV or in the movies about all these different things about, you know, demons and this and that, they're not even close to what the scariness is could be in real life. Some people like to be scared.
That's different than being a ghost hunter, though, right?
Way different than a ghost hunter.
Okay.
I mean, way different. When he gets called in, he says there is something there, and it knows he's coming, and it's standing in every corner with a bat just waiting for him. That's scary. He says he knows he's going to get hit from every side.
I felt like I used to go to court.
Divorce court?
Yes.
So just to let the new listeners know, you know, the beginnings of all of this start with maybe two people at least using something like an EVP, and then when they find something and they are concerned about it, that's when they call a group of ghost hunters like us to come in, and then when we have the full validation and we know it is that serious, and then we really cannot handle that situation, then we pass it along to a person who knows,
expert in that,
right, who is an expert in demonology, because we certainly cannot handle that whatsoever.
Nor do we wish to.
We've removed negative energies, not
correct,
but you know, not demon.
No, not that degree. No, you know, nor would I want to. There's enough of those, like,
in real
on
life.
Earth. I was trying to figure out how to word it. Yeah, exactly.
Among your friends and family, yeah. Right?
Point.
Hagen.
So people hear something on their EVP. They're all shocked. They're either excited or they're scared or whatnot. What should they do at this point?
Oh, send it to us.
Okay.
I think if they have some expertise, you know, they can do what Dana said and, you know, put it up on a program. And
it becomes an addiction, though.
Yeah.
There are people that become EVP addicts.
This is
where
true.
Where they record everything and play it back 5 minutes later. And that's
not loving your life,
you know,
right?
It is not loving your life, and it can be an addiction. It's, you know, not a good
and
way
also,
to do it.
To know that every little tiny thing you hear doesn't mean that's an EVP or a spirit. I mean, they literally pick up every single thing, so you need to debunk what's around. You know, a thump or a sound, that could be the pipes or something.
If you're going to do that, I think there's a recorder that is it's a play on, well, what is it? It automatically starts when it recognizes
a sound.
An EVP sound.
It's called an RTEVP, a real-time EVP.
A real-time EVP.
It will only record when there's an EVP.
Okay, so that way you don't have to, I think that's if you're going to be addicted, I think that's probably the equipment that you need. So that
it only costs $300.
Hey, that's like $300. Mm. I mean, it's hardly anything.
I looked into it after listening for EVPs for 10 hours one night. I said, there's got to be a better way.
I like listening, though, because, I mean, for the most part, there usually is so much on there that we didn't even think was there.
Yeah, I don't like reliving the same thing in video, then audio, and then this, and then that again. It makes me crazy after a while. But yeah. Maybe if I only had one camera and one tape recorder, I'd be better. Or one or the other.
What do you think, Ruth?
What, are you asleep? Wake up.
Listening to the same jokes over and again. Like she said on the video and then the audio. It gets a little boring after a while. It's not all glamour. This ghost hunting business.
No, and on TV they definitely project it that way because they cut so much out. You know, they show
there are hours of tedium
when they're listening. You know, but they're not showing.
I like it when we leave at like 1 or 2 in the morning. We go home, and at 8 the next morning we get a call from the homeowner saying, "So what did you find?"
Yeah,
that's
awesome.
Please go away.
Like, we just left.
We just left. It's not going to work. We have jobs. We have lives. But that's, it gets to be a little tedious. You get to be able to multitask, too.
Mm-hmm.
Listen and do other stuff.
But it also opens us up to more being more aware. You know, the more we ghost hunt or investigate, the stronger everybody gets because they're around it. You know, aside from like the classes
muscle
and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you say, Ruth?
It's like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. The more experience you have, you know, the better at it you are.
Mm-hmm.
Like anything.
And the more you're with a group, the more you realize what the group
dynamic is, and you know that how to behave in the group that is complementary instead of at odds with the other people in the group. You know?
And I think it's also that everybody usually has their little thing they're good at, or what it is their specialty, what it is. So when we do kind of match each other up or pick our groups or however you want to word it, we know who's good at what. We know who's good with pendulums. We know who's good with the video. We know who's good with DVPs. We know who's good, you know, communicating. So it's kind of nice when we can work with each other and, you know, use that so that we can get the evidence, you know, or at least make them feel safe enough to communicate with us.
We know who has a nice calm energy that can, you know, work with certain kinds of spirit. I mean, there's a lot to consider that we don't realize we're considering when we go to places. Like, and then there's always the divine intervention of, like, how it happens, you know, like who ends up with whom, and it's just somebody's hand making sure the right people are together.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think so. Or even when we work as a whole big group, it's, you know, and we didn't plan on doing it, you know, and then sometimes that's some of the best stuff we got. You know, when we settle down.
Settle down. That's my husband.
Settle down. And he just says it so quietly.
So when you're in your house and you're brand new to this and you want to get that recording, but you're going to bring a friend or two over just to help you out, make sure they're in a good mood.
Oh, yeah.
Because whether this is your first time doing it or you've been ghost hunting for 20 years, if your team or your friends are not, if one of them's in a bad place or not in a good mood or way off, you're not going to get anything at all.
They're in a bad place. They're only going to attract like attracts
negative spirit.
Right.
Like, and I've been in that position a couple times.
Yeah, you have. You definitely have. Poor Vera.
Oopsie. That's what happens when you're new. You go with her. Anyway, a couple of different times. It was not a great experience because it was a real negative kind of thing. But it's the way it is, and you learn how to deal with that. And then you complain.
So it doesn't happen again.
If you're putting out negative energy, that's what you're going to get back. Remember that.
Well, I'm not.
Just in your daily life.
Oh, you when
know,
you
like attract like.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We know.
Yep.
So we're almost done here with the show. If you do have an EVP and you want someone else to really help you out here further, you know,
are you going to
further along?
Set something up on the website for people?
To do what? To
put their EVPs up, upload? That would be cool.
Ooh, it would be. You know what? I'll set a link. We have a Dropbox. We have a...
That was me.
An upload site. We have an upload site for the Ghost Hunt, so I can set it up for people who want to upload their EVPs.
That works.
And then they get... I'll set up a link.
Okay. Well, what's the number to call in case, you know, they want our help?
Oh, 973-209-7070. Do you want to take over, Charlie?
Yeah. 973-209-7070.
There you go.
One more time. I didn't get that.
973-209-7070.
Okay.
You know.
Now, how about Jackie's personal phone number?
Oh, there you go.
Maybe not.
That'll be nice. You know, the services that we do are for free. We are here to help the general public.
And if you know any places, historical places or businesses that you think we'd be interested, definitely get in touch with us, and we like suggestions.
And Dana, what's the address, web address on the eCrypt?
ecryptghosthunters.com, and that's ECRIPT, ghosthunters.com.
And if you want to upload any of your own findings,
I'll put a link on the homepage.
There you go.
Or if you already have a file, you can send it to ecryptghosthunters@yahoo.com because I can forward it to Dana.
Yep.
Oh, I can't wait.
And if you're in the local area, northern New Jersey, stop in at the Trinity Metaphysical Center right outside of Hamburg, New Jersey on Route 23.
3617 Route 23 South. Hamburg. Yeah.
We covered everything?
I think we did.
Okay.
After a slow start, I think we ended with a bang.
I think it was pretty good.
So. We actually got a couple of orbs here in the office while we were talking.
They're still here.
And a lot of breezes.
They're still here.
Yeah.
We'll deal with them in a minute.
Yeah.
But Ruth and Charlie,
Full House.
we want to thank you for coming on once again.
My pleasure. Peace, everybody.
And I believe.
Bye, guys.
Thanks, guys. And we are going to be, I believe the idea is Law of Attraction. Next week?
I don't know. We were throwing that around, but the only thing is we might have to move the show to a different day.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We can
right.
get somebody to man the
I'm not going
the
to
operating
be here next
board.
Wednesday.
Don't look at me.
No.
We might have to move it to...
We may move it to, like, a
Monday
Thursday,
or something.
Friday,
yeah.
whatever. Yeah, I'm going to be on Long Island. So, alrighty, for all of the listeners, glad you could join us. Thank you for sticking around.
Yeah.
This will not happen again.
Yeah, we'll start earlier.
We'll start earlier.
Start troubleshooting earlier.
Yeah.
Like six.
So from Jackie.
Like five.
From Vera, Dana, and Jackie, and Paul, we want to wish everyone a good night, and we'll see you guys next week.
Good night.
Good night,
everyone.
Guys.
Bon voyage.